Bear calling Papa Bear. Come in, Papa Bear. Mama Bear calling Papa Bear.
Go ahead, Mama Bear.
Please stand by for an urgent message from headquarters.
Roger, Mama Bear. Andrew, get Colonel Hogan. Hey, what are you doing?
Mama Bear, this is Papa Bear. Come in, please.
Go ahead, Papa Bear.
Would you try and locate my girlfriend for me? Her name is Rita Nottington. She used to live in Tottenham Court Road. She's blonde, 36, 24, 36.
Sorry, we cannot use the air for personal messages.
Do me a favor, you're just jealous.
Why should I be? I'm 38, 24, 36.
Some mama bear.
All right, what's the urgent message?
Nuke was trying to get word to a girl with a very bad figure.
A bad figure?
My grandmother is 36, 24, 36.
What's up? Mama bear wants us to stand by.
Hey, what's that?
What's what? Sounds like bombers.
Yeah, must be Lancasters and Wellingtons. You and my old RAF mates just dropping a few calling cards on the crowds tonight.
Mama Bear calling Papa Bear. Come in, Papa Bear.
Go ahead, Mama Bear.
Headquarters wants information on a secret factory they think has been established in your area.
What kind of information? What kind of information is needed, Mama Bear?
The type of plant, its location, and its anti-aircraft defenses.
Tell them we're way ahead of them. I just got this from the underground. It's a secret ball bearing plant, 10 miles south of Hamelburg. We have the information you need, Mama Bear.
Go ahead with the information, Papa Bear.
Newkirk, you get the Purple Heart if you're wounded by an ally.
Knock it off, Carter.
Papa Bear, this is Mama Bear. Come in, Papa Bear.
Give me the information, Kinch, while I go find us a foxhole.
I don't think I can, Colonel.
Why not?
Papa Bear, this is Mama Bear. Urgent, we get that information. Repeat, urgent.
What do we do now, Colonel?
We gotta figure another way to get that information to the RAF.
Why should we help them when they just declared war on us?
Yeah, the Red Cross is going to hear about this, Schultz. Yeah,
it's past my bedtimes. Clink is going to get a nasty letter from my governess.
Quiet! Quiet, everybody! And now a word from Colonel Clink.
In line with the Führer's policy of fair treatment for all the prisoners, we are going to provide you with a little entertainment.
It's about time. I hope it's Eva Braun and her all-girl orchestra.
Well, maybe it's Rudolf Hess and his parachute act.
It could be Hermann Göring and his dancing bear.
Hermann Göring is a dancing bear.
Quiet! Quiet, everybody, you understand?
It's nice to see that you're all in such a good humor tonight. I was hoping you would be receptive.
Don't keep us in suspense, Commandant. What's the entertainment?
You are going to have the pleasure of listening to a very popular radio program.
Oh, boy, I hope it's Bert and Marge.
Schultz, turn on the speaker.
Your order, Colonel.
This is Berlin Betty. I have a special invitation to some of you wonderful boys at Stalag 13. On these cold winter nights, wouldn't you love to snuggle up with me?
Oh, yeah, sure.
She's not getting me up to her apartment, no matter what she says.
We could get together in front of a nice, warm fireplace with a bottle of wine, and all you'd have to do is make a little speech. I think it's time you told your brothers in arms how you really feel, that you know the war is hopeless.
You didn't tell us it was going to be a comedy show, Commandant.
If you want to be with me, just contact your POW commander. He will make arrangements for us to spend some glorious moments together. Hey. Good night, Liebchen. I wish I could tuck you in.
She makes good sense, Hogan.
Yeah, certainly like her to tuck me in.
Hey, Commandant.
What is it?
I want to lay down my gun and surrender.
Schultz, she's talking to the prisoners.
She said it was a message for the boys at Starlock 13. We certainly consider Schultz one of the boys.
Certainly do.
Yeah, Colonel Hogan's right, Schultz. If you want to surrender, surrender.
Schultz.
Schultz!
Yeah, what are you going to
dismiss?
Colonel Hogan,
I think that you and your men would do very well to listen to Berlin Betty's advice.
She is very persuasive, sir.
Oh, I'm sure she has convinced many of your comrades to come to their senses.
I just hope she isn't heard in London. She could ruin morale over there.
For your information, Hogan, we broadcast Berlin Betty to London every night just after the cricket scores. Dismissed!
I'm sorry to hear she broadcast to London. The English are so easily taken in.
Tell that to Napoleon.
The ball may be right.
You don't believe that, Colonel.
No, but I think the Krauts might.
Is Colonel Klink in, Hilda?
Oh, no, he's not, but he should be back any minute.
Well, wait. Sit down, Milker.
Schultz, could we wait in the Colonel's office? I don't want the others to see me here.
Oh, certainly. I don't understand you, Newkirk. Why don't you want the other prisoners to know that you want to see Commandant Kling? You're not the first one to complain about the food.
Schultz, I'm not here to complain about the food.
You're not?
No.
But I was counting on you. The food has been terribly lately.
I know that.
So, why do you want to see the Commandant?
I want the Commandant to arrange appointment for me and Berlin Betty.
Berlin Betty? Want to see Berlin Betty?
Yeah, last night when I heard her talk, she made a lot of sense.
I would lay down my gun for her anytime.
Newkirk, you know better than to come to my office to make a complaint. Send it through Colonel Hogan.
Dismissed!
Excuse me, Herr Commandant, but Newkirk does not want to complain. He wants to make an appointment with Berlin Betty.
What? You want an appointment with Berlin Betty?
Oh, what are you going to tell him for, Schultz? I'm wanting to surprise him.
Oh, Newkirk, congratulations. You made a wise decision.
Thank you, sir.
Frankly, I knew it would be an Englishman, not a Frenchman or an American. Fortunately, you come from a country that has no pride.
There is just one thing, sir. I would like this to remain our little secret.
I know nothing.
Your secret is safe with me.
Von Hilde, get me Herr Goebbels in Berlin.
Goebbels?
Oh, yes, I want to tell the good news to the propaganda minister personally.
Sir, just a minute. I don't want any fuss made. I don't want any medals or anything like that. I'm offering to do this to save the lives of my countrymen.
Did you hear that, Schultz? There's a man with heart.
Herr Commandant, I made the same offer last night.
Hello? Yeah, Herr Goebbels? This is Colonel Klink speaking of Starlock 13. No, sir. Not Clunk. Clink.
We'll be the judge of that.
But what I called about her, Goebbels, was that...
Don't forget to tell Goebbels about the bad stew and the moldy bread, sir.
Bad stew?
Oh. Hello? Operator?
We must have been disconnected.
Calling Goebbels about the food? I thought Goering was the gourmet.
That's very funny, Hogan.
What are you doing here?
Oh, I had to come here, sir, and complain about the food.
Oh, he's right. If the Luftwaffe had dropped last night's stew on England, they'd be in violation of the Geneva Convention.
I'm doing the best I can. You heard me complain to Herr Goebbels.
There better be some changes around here, I warn you. Or I'm going to organize a hunger strike.
I thought we were on one.
That's enough complaining. Dismissed.
Aren't you coming, Newkirk?
Oh, yes, sir, of course, of course.
Freinhilde, get me her Goebbels again.
When I deliver Newkirk to Berlin Betty, I will get that promotion I so richly deserve.
I know this is going to be tricky. We know that London monitors Berlin Betty's broadcast every night.
We also have another advantage.
What's that?
Well, they're bound to be suspicious when they hear me making a broadcast for the Jerrys.
Why would that make them suspicious?
Because they know an Englishman wouldn't crack. Maybe a Yank or a Frenchman.
Do we have to stand here and listen to this, Colonel?
We don't have to take
hey,
that.
You better all right, that. All right, cut it out. We got more important things to discuss. In Newkirk, you're going to use the new emergency code.
Once you use the words Mama Bear and Papa Bear, headquarters will know it's us.
Now, the key words you've got to work into the code are...
Carter.
The key words are ball bearing plant, 10 miles south of Hamelburg, and 25 anti-aircraft gun emplacements.
Here come Klink and Schultz.
All right, everybody knows their job.
All right, fellas, let's go.
Let me alone! I killed that traitor!
Who are you calling?
Take it easy.
Hold it.
You call yourself a man?
What is going on here?
It's really nothing, Commandant. They're just having a friendly little argument.
Why don't you tell him the truth? That Newkirk is going to broadcast for Berlin Betty.
It's just a rumor.
No, it isn't. I heard it from one of the guards.
Why'd you look at me? I didn't tell anybody that Newkirk volunteered to broadcast for Berlin Betty.
Big mouth.
All right, so now you know. I'm going to make a broadcast.
Newkirk?
Hogan, that is absolutely correct.
All right, sir, how'd you do it? The old rubber hose or the Chinese water torture?
Nothing. He just came to his senses.
He's right, Colonel Logan. I volunteered.
Oh, Newkirk, I've got some good news for you. Berlin Betty is coming here to Star Trek 13, and you will make your speech to London directly from my office.
He won't be able to talk with a split lip.
Why, you little...
You are not a penalty for fighting. It's the cooler. Newkirk, you come with me.
The cooler is what he deserves.
You go to the cooler. He comes to my guest room.
How are things in the cooler?
A lot warmer. Anyone want to start another fight so I can get back in?
I'd like to start a fight just to keep warm.
What's happening to Newkirk?
Klink's giving him the VIP treatment. Even took him to town for dinner last night.
He didn't even bring back a doggy bag.
Wouldn't you know that he would get the easy assignment?
Not so easy. Just got to think about the firing squad and remember the code at the same time.
And keep the Germans thinking he's a traitor.
Well, that's a lot easier than going out and blowing up a bridge like I did last week.
And how about me? I had to go into town in broad daylight and get that information from the underground.
Well, what's dangerous about that? You're wearing a lady's dress.
For your information, I got stopped by a Gestapo agent.
You didn't tell us, huh?
Fortunately, all he wanted was a date.
With you?
Actually, in high heels, my legs looked lovely.
Must be Berlin Betty.
Your legs look almost as pretty as yours, LeBeau.
I think this mission's too dangerous for Newkirk, Colonel. I volunteer to be traitor.
No, Andrew. You've been taking too many chances lately. I think I ought to make this one.
Oh, no, it should be me. The most dangerous thing I've done lately is dance with a Gestapo man in a beer garden.
All right, hold it. I'm the one that blew it.
That's right. You send a boy to do a man's job.
You'd be here any minute now. Is that all right?
It's marvelous.
I have a fresh box in my room.
No, that's fine, thank you. Oh, maybe...
Oh, yes, of course.
Colonel Klink, Berlin Betty.
Colonel Klink?
Yes, I am.
You must be Corporal Newkirk. Colonel, I believe you are on fire.
I know I am.
You're right.
Fire! Fire! Fire!
Don't worry, sir.
Fire! Fire!
There, that ought to do it, sir.
Thank you so much.
Corporal Newkirk, Dr. Goebbels is most grateful for your contribution to the Third Reich and, of course, to your own country. You will be amply rewarded.
Thank you, Fräulein.
Betty?
Thank you, Betty. I've already written me speech. Would you like to take a look at it?
Yes, I believe that will be most effective, but perhaps we should discuss this privately.
And I thought perhaps you might be able to use me on your broadcast. I'm told I have a fantastic voice.
Really?
Oh, yes. In the Luftwaffe, I was always chosen to broadcast from the tower because of my resonance, my projection, and my incredible diction.
How interesting.
Stuttgart Airfield calling Messerschmitt 271.
I haven't heard a voice like that since Erich von Stroheim.
Now, would you mind, Colonel? I would like to discuss the corporal's speech with him. May we use your quarters?
Why, of course. Everything is ready. Schultz!
It must have taken great courage to volunteer for the broadcast.
Well, now, I know Germany's going to win the war, and you were very persuasive, love.
Well, I'm very happy that you were the one who was persuaded.
My compliments to the German propaganda ministry. They certainly knew what they were doing when they picked you.
You're very kind, but I had no choice.
What are you looking for?
Hidden microphones.
What did you mean when you said you had no choice?
The Nazis are holding my family as hostages.
I imagine that you must think of me as a traitor.
No. I think of you as a very young, charming, attractive man who doesn't want to see his countrymen killed. That is a patriot.
I like that description.
Patriot?
Attractive and charming.
I believe one should say what one feels.
And I believe one should do what one feels.
He kissed her! He's kissing her again.
Well, he could be arrested as a peeping Tom.
In a POW camp?
How do you like that? He pulled down the shade.
Now we'll never know. Colonel, how will we know if headquarters understands Newkirk's coded message?
Simple. Broadcast is tonight, and by tomorrow morning, we should hear the sweet sound of a ball bearing plant being blown up.
Better figure a way to get the parts to fix that radio.
All right. Just gonna have to send somebody out to make contact with the underground.
I volunteer, Colonel.
Me too.
I don't want anybody out during a possible air raid. Newkirk, what are you doing here?
Colonel, I have to talk to you.
Somebody could have spotted you.
That was a crazy thing to do.
Only an Englishman would leave a beautiful girl at a time like this.
That's what I want to talk to you about, sir.
I know. You asked for a hand in marriage, and you want one of us to be the best man.
Hold it. What are you talking about?
Well, sir, she's not your average Nazi.
That's for sure. I like her legs a lot better than Hermann Göring's.
She doesn't want to do those propaganda broadcasts. She has to. The Gestapo are holding her family hostage.
And you've fallen for her.
Yes, sir. And that's why I'm not going through with the broadcast.
Not going through with the broadcast? Why?
If the Gestapo suspect I gave out a coded message, they might guess that she set it up, and you know what that'd mean, don't
you? Newkirk, we got to get that message through to headquarters.
A lot of people are dependent on you.
A lot of English people.
LeBeau, you know how I feel.
Nobody knows more about love than a Frenchman.
I knew you'd understand.
But the one thing a Frenchman loves more than a beautiful woman is La Belle France.
Newkirk, the decision is yours.
Do you think he'll go through with it?
I don't know.
I'll bet anybody here $10 he'll send the message.
I think that's a good bet.
With her legs?
It's almost time. Are you all right?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Everything will be fine. Don't worry, my love.
Can't hear anything. Must be a bad connection.
Oh, I haven't been kissed like that in a long time.
I think we're in trouble.
We're ready. This is Berlin Betty. Tonight, I am pleased to have as my guest one of your own countrymen who has realized the futility of continuing to resist the fatherland. I hope you take this message to heart so that we can all once again live in peace. And now here is Corporal Peter Newkirk of the Royal Air Force.
Tonight, I would like to ask each of my comrades to lay down his gun and surrender. I think I can best illustrate my reasons for asking this by reminding you of a story I learned when I was a wee bit of a lad in London. It's the story of Mama Bear and Papa Bear. And I say that to believe we can win this war is as much a fairy tale as the Free Bears.
Thank you, Corporal Newkirk. And I hope your countrymen are as wise and as patriotic as you are. And now, good night from Berlin, Betty. That was very good, Newkirk.
Oh, I don't think I could be as convincing as you if my heart wasn't in it.
My heart is in it.
But I thought they were old in your family.
I have no family. That is our way of testing. I must be quite sure that the prisoner is sincere.
And the kiss?
That was from the Führer.
Well, anyway, I'm glad they sent you.
Why?
I'd hate to kiss a man with a moustache.
Yeah, I knew he'd come through.
Yeah, so did I.
Frankly, I thought it was touch and go.
Frankly, I wouldn't have done it.
But you said a Frenchman loves his country more than a beautiful woman.
Are you crazy? You can always find another country, but you can't always find a beautiful woman.
You sent for me, Colonel?
Yes, Colonel Hogan. I would like you to be the first one to see the citation given to me by the propaganda minister.
I beg your pardon, Herr Commandant. I was the first.
So you were the first. Take this to the quartermaster and have it framed. Dismissed.
I was the first.
Dismissed! Hogan, this citation was given to me for delivering Newkirk to Berlin Betty. I think you would be smart to also make a broadcast to your countrymen. It is only a question of time before your comrades are defeated. And victory comes to the glorious Third Reich!
What was that you were saying about the glorious Third Reich, sir?
Herr Commandant! Herr Commandant! The bombs almost blew us up! Look, it's terrible. What is flying all over the camp?
What are these?
Well, either there's been a direct hit on a pair of roller skates, or the glorious Third Reich is missing a secret ball bearing plant.
Herr Commandant, do you still want to frame this?